Welcome in, quick hitters. Welcome in, Good Emotion Short crew. First, I want to send the condolences to everybody that watched the Thursday night football game. Was it that painful? Painful to watch. If you watch it from the beginning to the end, my prayers goes out to you. Was it that horrible? That was a horrible game to watch if you watched it all the way through. I didn't watch it all the way through. I was, jumping around a little bit on the tube, but my goodness. Bears end up pulling it out. I thought the Panthers would win that game, but it was either or. I mean, you just roll the dice, flip a coin. These two teams are terrible. Bryce Young, he's taking a lot of heat. Everybody's starting to think, was that the wrong pick for number one in the draft? The way CJ Stroud's looking, it's like, I don't know. I don't want to be that hard on the guy. Small quarterback, man. 5'10", what, 190? Having his troubles early. I think you get a team around him, he'll be better than what, you seeing on TV right now. I just think he don't have the weapons around him. I mean, he don't have a tight end. He don't have the wide receivers. Running back, yeah, you got Sanders back there. He used to be a Philadelphia Eagle, but he's kind of on a down climb. And you can blame Bryce Young. He hasn't made all the key throws, and he hasn't made all the right decisions in the ball game. But low scoring, it was basically laboring. It was like, who's going to take this thing? Who wants it bad enough? Who's going to make less mistakes? Some will say the backup quarterback for the Bears outplayed him. The stats are pretty close, similar. So I can see why Carolina, a lot of fans, a lot of people that's talking. I know the franchise is still bought in with Bryce Young. They feel like he's their franchise quarterback. He's going to get it pretty soon. Just give him some time. He's still young. He didn't take out of the gate like CJ Stroud did. But I'm still a little bitter because the Texans didn't beat the Panthers in that game when they should have beat them. I don't think the Panthers played good enough against the Texans to win that ball game. Came down to a last second kick. Bryce Young still having his troubles. To me, they're going to have to flip this team almost upside down to get him some more talent, some playmakers around him. He's a decent quarterback in my eyes. I think just let him go through the lumps. He eventually will get it. But far as the stat line, 21 for 38, 185, 4.9 on average. Got sacked three times for a negative 15, 56.8 QBR. And a 68.4 on his rating. Now, Tyson Badgett, he was 20 for 33, 162, 4.9, might as well call it 5 on average. No touchdowns, no picks, 47.4 on his QBR, and 73.0 on his rating. So their stats are pretty similar. And they just feel like Bryce Young at this point, he should just be clearly the best quarterback going in and out each week, especially against a backup quarterback. He should have clearly outplayed him. That's what the naked eye is showing us from fans' perspective when you're watching the game. So fans going to be a little disgruntled when they see their number one pick out there getting outplayed or tying, especially with another rookie quarterback that's a backup. So, yeah, you can get disgruntled real quick and easy. I understand. I'm just glad the Texans don't have that problem and they made the right pick and got the right guy for the job. Everybody wants to talk to him in a lot of interviews, and he's handling it very well. He's taking it stride by stride and got a big one coming up against the Bengals. And, hey, that one could be winnable. Bengals still got some people out over there, I believe, some key injuries. Along with the Texans, and their roster is not fully healthy, but you can't expect any team to be fully healthy really in any sport, especially basketball and football. You're going to have guys dinged up and in and out of the lineup. If you're fully healthy, blessed to you, it doesn't happen often. You got to say next man up and get a guy in there who can fill in those spots and make plays. But yeah, Bryce Young, I'm not going to be hard on you. Everybody else doing that job very well themselves. But I'm just going to say keep your head up, keep fighting, and they keep adding to this team. It's going to pick up your play. So just don't lose your confidence as a young quarterback. I don't think all is lost. You're probably feeling bad. I know you're hearing things out there on the outside. Don't listen too much to it. Just stay with your game, especially coming in next season. It's going to tell the tale because the way it's looking now, the season's pretty much already gone for y'all. Y'all going to play the game and try to play to win. Before it's going to the playoffs and really fighting for something, that's pretty much out as well with the Bears, if you ask me, unless, you know, hoping some teams lose, you almost win out. You deal with that stuff early in the season, you pretty much just book it as the season's gone. Don't play like it, but you know the season's pretty much a waste. And you just go in there and try to get better each and every game. Just work on your craft. Come in next season, be fully invested, be fully ready. And just try to erase this season, man. I mean, you might can come out of this slump, if that's what it is, a slump that you're in. Down the line in the season, you pick up a few games, get some confidence going, and get the ball out, get it to some key guys. But you're a short guy, and I know it's tough for you looking over that line. You are a small quarterback, and that's one of the negatives that a lot of people are talking about. Is that affecting you? Is it affecting your game? Not being able to see the receivers down the field. You only can throw a decent ball when you're out of the pocket, scrambling. So it gets bunched up there in the middle, and you got to make some plays. You got to find a way to make plays somehow. So it's tough on you, but tough loss, 13-16 to the Bears. I'm not going to cover it that much because it's not a good highlight game. It's a terrible game, really. But somebody had to win it, and it was the Bears, 16-13. So shouts out to the Bears. They're 3-7, 2-3 at home. Carolina, 1-8, 0-5 on the road. Sounds like the Lakers, don't it? Lakers are 0-5. Let's get off this game here. Let's get to what we really want to talk about. The Lakers are 0-5 on the road. Early season struggles. And what we talk about with Anthony Davis, he's already on the shelf. What is his hips? Do-si-do and back again. But he's on the shelf, and the Lakers trying to figure out. I think they're going to try to make a trade. They're going to try to make a deal down the line. It seems like that's what's going on. I don't know if it's going to come later or sooner, but they're going to have to make a move if they want to be competitive going down the stretch. Now, whether it be the trade deadline or whatever, but there's one guy in mind that's been rumbling past seasons as well that could be a possibility to join these Lakers and would help them out. So we're going to get into that. Quick hit spotlight is on this guy. So what do y'all think about this? Huh? Donovan Mitchell joining the Lakers. Could it be a possibility? It was talked about before. I think it could help them out. They was to land Donovan Mitchell. Obviously, you have to lose some pieces. But you get this guy on the team with LeBron James and Anthony Davis, especially with him on the shelf right now, or you already knowing he's going to miss a handful of games. Go get this guy who can get his own shot, who can facilitate the offense. When LeBron James out, AD's out, he can go get a bucket. He can defend. He can rebound. He's a big shot maker. I think this would be a hell of a pickup if the Lakers could pull it off. Trust me, I'm not no Lakers fan, but all this stuff going on, they're going to need some help. Can we help them? It probably already works and we don't even know about it. Because is this feasible? Yeah, you have to lose some guys. Austin Reeves will have to be on the way out if this was to happen. D'Lo as well, D'Angelo Russell. I don't think nobody will have a problem with D'Angelo Russell leaving the Lakers. He left before, came back, he can leave again. With a guy like Donovan Mitchell out there that can be grabbed, you have to go for it. It'd be a perfect fit for him in LA at this time. It will make them complete contenders with their little big three that they have over there, if healthy. If healthy. It might mess up a little depth here and there, not having D'Angelo Russell, which he's a starter. You won't have him out there no more. Austin Reeves, he was a starter. Those two guys combined together, his production is greater on the floor, in my opinion. So it's a possibility, but we're going to get into this article. But yeah, man, think about it. Even if you're not a Laker fan, it will make sense. Absolutely sense. Now, the other option would be, do you want to try to get rid of Anthony Davis? Gave this guy a new extension deal, so I don't think you're going to be trying to get rid of him anytime soon. So I think the better plan here is to add to what you already have. And if you're going to lose some pieces, lose some role player pieces, like a D'Angelo Russell, Austin Reeves, even though he played his ass off for you last season, coming to this season, and still playing well, just gave him a deal. But hey, man, Donovan Mitchell, Can't pass up on that if you have an opportunity. So it is a possibility. We're going to see what's going to happen down the line. But let's get into this article. The Los Angeles Lakers and the Cleveland Cavaliers are two teams with different types of rosters, but similar aspirations. The Lakers have two elite stars who are aging in LeBron James and Anthony Davis, and they must find a way to get them to another finals appearance to try and win a championship for the first time since the 2019-20 season. Meanwhile, the Cleveland Cavaliers have an all-star in Donovan Mitchell, who is leading a pack of young stars in Darius Garland, Evan Mobley, and Jared Allen, and the team wants to push for an Eastern Conference Finals appearance. However, Mitchell might not want to re-sign in Cleveland, and the franchise must act fast to bring assets and not lose him for nothing following the 2024-25 season. As a result, there's a blockbuster deal that could send Donovan Mitchell to Los Angeles in a deal that would not only make the Lakers the favorites in the West, but give Cleveland a brighter future. These are the trade details. Los Angeles Lakers receive Donovan Mitchell. Cleveland Cavaliers receive Austin Reeves, D'Angelo Russell, 2029 first round pick. So what would y'all think about that? Is that feasible? I think it's feasible. I would make that move, especially when you want to win now. I know Austin Reeves, look, he had a hell of a showing last year. Is he Donovan Mitchell? No. Will he ever be a type of caliber player that Donovan Mitchell is? No, I don't think so. D'Angelo Russell, he can be a moving piece, just like any other player. You can plug him in, plug him out. There's another player out there can give you the same stuff that D'Angelo Russell is giving you. D'Angelo Russell's been up and down throughout his whole career. Nice, decent player. All-star capabilities, but he's not going to get there the way his game has been going. Like I say, you have to be consistent to be an all-star. D'Angelo Russell is not that. As far as the 2029 first-round pick, I mean, hey, you know, you got to make it a little bit juicy now. Donovan Mitchell, you're going to get a type of guy like this who is an all-star slash possible superstar if he gets his stuff together and stop bouncing around to all these teams, and he can find him a home where he can just produce for a number of years and show his talent. He could be a superstar, but I don't know if he'll be a superstar in the Lakers with, you know, AD there and LeBron. But he's somebody who can stay there when LeBron's retired, moved on, AD, maybe traded down in the future on another team. And you know he's not going to be healthy most of the year anyway. So it can turn to Donovan Mitchell's team down the line. So I don't see a problem with this. But yes, not giving up too much in my opinion. I mean, you know, players that can be replaced in this league. This deal is absolutely massive and will shake up both conferences. And it is time to analyze why this makes sense for both teams involved in terms of their current and future goals. Los Angeles Lakers can win now and in the future. The trade involving the Los Angeles Lakers and the Cleveland Cavaliers, which sees the Lakers acquiring Donovan Mitchell in exchange for sending Austin Reeves, D'Angelo Russell, and a 2029 first-round pick to the Cavaliers, presents an intriguing shift in the landscape of the Western Conference. This move significantly bolsters the Lakers' roster, giving them a dynamic backcourt presence alongside LeBron James and Anthony Davis, effectively forming a big three that can rival any in the league. Donovan Mitchell's scoring ability, defensive prowess, and versatility make him a formidable addition. His ability to create his own shot, drive to the rim, and shoot from beyond the arc adds a new dimension to the Lakers' offense, especially when sharing the floor with LeBron and Davis. With this trade, the Lakers would emerge as legitimate contenders to win the Western Conference and challenge the reigning champion Denver Nuggets and the Phoenix Suns, who will be the dominant forces. The combination of LeBron's playmaking, Davis' inside out scoring and Mitchell's perimeter threat will create numerous mismatches for opposing defenses. Additionally, the defensive potential of this trio is noteworthy, as all three players are capable of elite defense when engaged. I like it. I like it. Lakers fans should like it. There's a possibility this could happen, which it could be going behind the scenes, we don't know. But if there's a possibility, it could be huge. It could be huge for the Lakers to contend and contend for a long time, even after LeBron James. Donovan Mitchell's a good player. He can carry a team. I've seen him hit clutch shots before, game-winning shots. He's a great ball handler. He wants to win, and he needs to get settled at a place where he's comfortable with, and he's going to like, that's going to put him at the spotlight. This team can do that for him. So Lakers, you should think about it. It will be a big addition if y'all picked up Donovan Mitchell. It's going to take Austin Reeves. It's going to take D'Angelo Russell. 2029 pick, whatever the case may be. But this is going to get the people talking. It's going to put you in contention. And it's going to make you battle with the Denver Nuggets. Right now, you don't even have a shot against the Denver Nuggets. You might not even have a shot against the Phoenix Suns. Not right now. Not even fully healthy. And with AD, who knows? Because they don't have Bradley Beal out there yet. When they have their big three out there with Anthony Davis in the lineup with what y'all already have, can y'all beat the Phoenix Suns? Don't know that. I would lean more on the no side than anything. Now, if AD was somebody like a Shaq or somebody was going to go in there and go for theirs, not going to pamper around, going to play like a dog in the paint, moving around, not worried about being too tender here and there, then we might be talking about a different story. But that's not AD. It's possible he can get injured again in a series in the playoffs. We've seen this. He's laboring all the way through. That's not going to win you championships. And it's been a while. Go ahead and think about it. I know it's been talked about probably last season during the summer, the possibilities of it. But I will tell you this. If you could make that move, you're going to put yourself on the map in the Western Conference. No doubt about it. But remember, not a Lakers fan. I just see this possibility and I'm like, what could help them out? Keep the noise down a little bit. And make these fans believe that, hey, man, we can win us a championship. We right back on the map. You go ahead and make this move. Send Austin Reeves out of there, even though he's a favorable guy. Fan favorite, but hey, fan favorite and favorable guy don't get you no rings. You know what I mean? So something to think about. So that is the quick hit spotlight of the day. Donovan Mitchell to the Lakers. Like I said, it's been talked about in the past. Can they make it a reality? They need to make it a reality. Oh, yeah, it's Big Freaky Friday. I ain't forgot. Y'all enjoy yourselves. Weekend time. Everybody trying to enjoy themselves. Holidays are coming up. People got a lot to do. A lot of shopping. A lot of planning. Spending time. But y'all enjoy. You got to love these moments of the year. And Lakers, think about it now. Y'all think about it. Because if not, y'all are a boat that's sinking fast. Y'all enjoy this Big Freaky Friday. Enjoy y'all sports week. And oh yeah, again, shouts out to those Rockets. No doubt about it. They're on a winning streak. Big game the other night. Big game. So make sure y'all check them out tonight. It's going to be the end season tournament game. So go check it out. Check out how the floor is. Check out the uniforms. See if we can guide them to victory and go on a 5-game winning streak. It will look good. So make sure y'all go check them out, and we out of here. Peace.